Jim Baldwin is driving his small boat along an island in the Illinois River, the body of water that connects the Great Lakes to the Mississippi River. He's an environmentalist that has been watching this portion of the river for years and likes what he sees. He's retired now and spends most of his time either at his cabin on the riverfront just north of Peoria, Illinois, or working with environmental groups looking to preserve rivers and streams. These islands are not natural. The Army Corps of Engineers made them 10 years ago. Baldwin says since then, it's not uncommon for him to take his boat out and see 50 to 100 pelicans.
Everybody tells me that until this island was built, they never even stopped here. I mean, they were never... And now, some of them stay year-round.
The Corps built the islands by dredging silt and sediment that had been clogging nearby portions of the river. The theory is the man-made islands would provide a buffer from the river flow and create an area of deep water that could provide habitat for sport fish. It would also provide a feeding area for migrating birds. John Marlin is a researcher with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He says the program has been a success.
The islands stop the large waves that come across the lake, and there's a calm area behind the island that the waterfowl seem to appreciate. Also, the birds such as pelicans and a lot of the wading birds are using the islands as resting areas.
Marlin says the islands are growing thick vegetation, and the soil dredged from the river has proven to be free of any pollutants that are present in some river sediments. But not all environmentalists are singing the praises of man-made islands. Some believe these new islands will suffer the same fate of the natural islands that are now gone. Tom Edwards is the head of River Rescue, an environmental group focusing on rivers. He says the man-made islands are only a temporary fix.
Islands are an illusion. All these, what they say is going to, all the wonderful things are going to result from the island, they aren't going to result. We got 113 islands in the river right now, and it has resulted from one of them. So let's learn from what's here right now. And they're going to dig the water deeper behind this, around these islands, and hopefully it's going to have deep water, but it's going to be very temporary. Deep water amounts to a silt trap.
Edwards says it's just a matter of time until the sediment fills up the deep water areas created by the man-made islands. He says until there are significant changes in land use policy that keep sediment from entering rivers, the man-made islands will only be a quick fix. But river activist Jim Baldwin says many states and local governments are starting to adopt land use policies that will keep sediment out of the Midwest rivers and streams. He also says using dredged materials to create the islands will help alleviate the problem. But he says most importantly, the man-made islands are getting the job done.
Well, it does two things. Number one is it provides the deep water that we need for fisheries. The island itself will grow trees and habitat for all kinds of birds. And it will do that. And that's what it's all based on, is those two things.
While the debate over man-made islands continues, the Army Corps of Engineers is proposing to build two more islands on the Illinois River in the coming years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.